session. Ms. Reed, would you please give us a report out, please?
Yes, the board went into closed session at 10:42 a.m. this morning and came out at 12:10 p.m. with no reportable action.
Board and staff reports?
Nothing to report.
Brandon?
Yeah, for me, I attended the North Coast Resource Partnership meeting, the Siskiyou County Calumets, the State Water Board staff held a workshop in Montague, attended that with some other colleagues. Sierra Sacramento Valley EMS attended their quarterly meeting. Klamath ESA consultation. Attended that one online. We'll have an in-person one coming up this next week. Superior California Economic Development audit finance meeting. And then also the McLeod Zone of Increased Benefits meeting. Do you know that Zone of Increased Benefits contracts with McLeod CSD for fire protection services? And they've required a lot of volunteers out to visit for their fire department. I'll stop there.
So, what's your order?
October 24th, C2C meeting in Mount Shasta. October 26th, the Patriots held. Hosted a debate for the new candidates, Jessica Ress and Colin Alvarez. Had a little debate there. October 27th, oh, my time is up. October 27th, I attended a Siskiyou Land Trust little workshop and learned a little bit about agricultural conservation easements. October 28th was the Cattlemen's Dinner. October 30th, the Sigma Water Board listening sessions in Longview. November 6th, the Siskiyou EDC annual showcase, that was last night. And a couple weeks ago was the NCRP quarterly meeting in Lubbock.
Commissioner Costa?
Let's see. EDC? Yeah, EDC yesterday, I was there. First Five had a public hearing on the October 27th, attended the Cattlemen's dinner event. Attended the Golden State Natural Resource Board of Directors meeting in Tuolumne County, and I think that's it.
Rick?
On the 19th, I attended the California Licensed Foresters Association meeting in Wheaton. Later met with Supervisor Kopstaff, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, for our monthly meeting. On the 27th, I participated in the Aetna DARE graduation program with the sheriff. Attended the Cattlemen's dinner on the 28th. Spoke at the Water Board early session on the 30th. Met with retirees for Forest Service on the 1st. And that wraps it up for me.
Just a moment, I'm going to look for something.
Okay,
let's go to the 19th. Wendy, I had a phone conversation with Jose de Jesus Lopez from Cal OES. He's informed me that he has potentially up to $6 million more for home hardening in Siskiyou County. There was a grant that I got earlier. If you recall, CSAC person Catherine Freeman mentioned some money about, they had some money available. She said, no, Siskiyou County could use it. There was money being administered by the Shasta Valley Resource Conservation District to do some of that work. So now there's
a
potential.
Is that income based or no?
Yes. There's low income, as most of Siskiyou County is.
Yeah.
Anyways, long story short, we have potential for more money to come in. We're going to have follow-up conversation. Beginning of the year, I did speak to Rod Douse, the executive director, last night when we were at the, I was also at the EDC meeting. We gave him a heads up, so we're going to do some pre-planning on that front. 26th of October, I was at the NorTech meeting down in Anderson. On Wednesday, November 1st, I did a webinar with CSAC. I was a quote-unquote MC host with Senator Padilla, FEMA and OES. OES named from the past. Ron Quigley is the head of the law enforcement, so he was part of the panel discussion. with Sonoma County Supervisor James Gore, who's our currently the first vice president for the National Association of Counties. And then, let's see what else. And then I was at the EDC soiree last night. So that's it. Yep.
Just a question. We got a letter from Cisco Telephone about broadband, and I'm just wondering if the county is going to respond to that, because I'm not part of that conversation.
Wendy?
We're good.
We're adjourned.
Sounds good.